Hello, this is Jason.
Hey Jason, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I couldn't pick up. I was on the other line with another customer.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I was just getting back with you.
I did get your voicemail, and I understand. I'd just like to maybe set a reminder and reach out to you in maybe
Yeah, for
February or
sure, man.
thereabouts.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds good. I would say February is probably a good mark to put on your calendar to reach out to. It's a good reminder.
And these machines, do you have those made? Are they already made? Is it like, what's the process with one of those presses?
No, it's just a piece of equipment. So it is basically just a piece of equipment, uses hydraulics, two big things, and all it basically does, if you can imagine this, it's two big pieces of steel, one that's stationary on the bottom, one that's big on the top, and then you put a die in there. So think about putting a piece of flat metal in there, and it comes down and it basically bends it into shapes. So that's as simple as it is. It's a simple process in theory, but then of course if you got complicated bends and forms, and it can get dicey. So, and they
And you
range. I mean, there's all kinds. There's older machines, there's newer ones, there's just a whole bunch of stuff. So the process itself isn't very hard. So,
Were
and
you
we haven't
looking?
really. Go
I'm
ahead.
sorry, please go ahead.
Yeah, we haven't really looked. I mean, we don't have anything really decided or picked out on our mind. It's just sort of, we know that's the next piece of equipment we need because that's typically what goes together with our laser cutting process. Usually, if you can laser cut a part, typically it also gets it gets bent or formed, as they call it, and to go into production. So it just goes hand in hand. But we haven't looked at any specific pieces of equipment as far as price. The range is so huge and the options are so many that there's no way to narrow it down until you kind of get closer to that process.
I understand. That sounds extraordinarily interesting. I did actually finish carpentry for a long time, so I'm familiar with the machinery, but I haven't worked with a whole lot of metal. Do you guys do stuff? Is it like commercial grade stuff that you do there? Or?
Yeah, we do. So a lot, we do a lot of commercial industrial. So the parts we cut will typically go into rail cars for the rail industry. We do things that go in, yeah. So things go into rail industry. Some things go into components or enclosures. If you see anything as far as, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, I've seen stuff like, the red box machines. Well, somebody has to laser cut that, and then they basically form it. That's all metal that was basically cut and formed into something. Some of the other stuff we do is for automotive bumpers. That you make big time bumpers for big trucks. Off-roading trucks. So what we do is we're basically a custom make to build. So we don't produce anything. We're not an OEM. We are just a manufacturer that gets outsourced work from other manufacturers that need that process done. So
More
instead
like
of going
specialty
and doing
stuff then.
right, instead of doing a capital investment, like if you said, okay, well, I want to do this. Well, you can look into getting a laser, learning how to run the laser, and do all that. Well, they just want to do their design work, and they just want to make what they make. They want to get all the components and stuff from someone else rather than have that done in-house. It just kind of streamlines it for them.
Makes sense. Makes
So,
sense. Makes sense. Okay.
yeah. So that's what we do right now. But to really expand and get into more things, you gotta have different pieces of equipment that can do a variety of processes to your metal. So you can cut it, form it at some point. It'd be great to have machining so you can do machine work, real intricate stuff on bigger pieces of metal.
So, do you currently have work with CNC machines as well, or is just
No
the laser?
mills, yeah, no CNC machines, just the laser. And the laser itself is considered a CNC, but it's not. I mean, no mills, no lathes, nothing like that. Just the laser system. And it's pretty big and I don't know, there's not much. I mean, there's not much to it. Once you get it figured out and you push the button, I mean, the laser just runs. You just sit there and watch it cut, but you're not having to really manually manipulate anything. All that is done through software on the upfront side. So,
So programming it is the big deal then, once it's programmed.
right. Yeah, you just have to program it, and you more have to set the parameters. I would say the parameters are probably the most difficult thing. Send the parameters to figure out exactly how to get it to cut as quickly as possible without losing quality. You want it to look good, but you want it to go fast, because the faster you go, then the faster you can get parts done and in out of production. So, yeah, so that's what we do.
Very cool, very cool. Well, yes, I just put a reminder in to reach out to you in February, and
Yeah.
does it take a little bit of time? Have you ordered one of these in the past? Is it like a month process to have it?
I haven't. No, I haven't ordered one in the past. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. I mean, it all depends on, like I said, there's a variety of different types, sizes, You know, you can get a little one that's an old little one that's very inexpensive, very easy to set up, and then you can get something that's very large, heavy. It's going to take, you know, big time equipment to move in.
Right.
So there's a variety, but typically I would say you're probably looking at about a 6-week process, I would think.
Okay, so beginning of February is going to be the opportune time.
Right. I would say beginning of February, middle February, and then see where we're at. I mean, I don't know where we're going to be at right now. We just haven't got to the point where we are filled up with our laser enough where you think we're going to need to add a second process. So once we do that, once we get to the point where it's like, okay, well, we've got this going, we've got this a little bit more closer to full capacity, then let's move on and get another piece of equipment to go, you know, in tandem with that to do the parts. So.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, if you'll just keep me set an alert or set something on your calendar, feel free to call me back then, and we'll talk. We'll see where we're at.
Absolutely. And one last thing, we can cover up to 125% of the cost. So if there is, you know, moving involved with it, if you get a bigger machine or, you know, installation and all that stuff, we can cover that as well.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Yeah, all that is great to know.
Hey, you know, I really appreciate you giving me a holler back today, and I will definitely, you're on my list of one of the first people that I talk to in February.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.